Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachyomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Nun Hei. This is the last in the series of Maskil Prakim, and is once again based on an historical event. This event is when David is running away from his son Avshalom. And the big idea? Friends, family, can hurt you more than enemies. The background. Avshalom was the third son of David's, who was born in Hebron. But after the murder of Amnon the Bechor and the presumed death of Kilav, the second son, Avshalom is now the oldest, and he believes himself to be the heir apparent. Avshalom begins a campaign to win public opinion and to assert himself as king. To win public opinion, he stands at the gates of Hebron, where David first ruled, and he speaks to everyone who passes by and promises to fulfill their every request. To assert himself as king, he publicly usurps David's Pilegshim, his concubine, since only a king has the right to use that which belonged to a previous king. Think of Mordechai being allowed to ride on the king's horse in Megillat Esther. It was a sign of privilege and rank. The latter idea, taking David's Pilegshim, is one Avshalom got from Achitophel, a man who had once been David's trusted advisor. We can only begin to imagine how betrayed David is feeling when his beloved son, Avshalom, is conspiring against him with David's most trusted advisor, Achitophel. These feelings of betrayal emerge in the lines of this mizmor, Pasuk Bet. Ha'azina Elokim tfilati va'al titale mitchinati. Hearken, O God, to my prayer, and do not ignore my plea. On one level, tfilah, translated here as prayer, is synonymous with trina, translated as plea, which is what the Radak, a noted grammarian, explains. But in reality, no two words are really synonymous. Each has a slightly different connotation, so we can add to the translation the explanation of the Malbim Rav Meir Levush. Tefillah is pouring out of one's soul to Hashem. Tchina with a tuf, and not a tet for tchina, the condiment. Tchina is begging for your needs. Pasuk Gimel, Hakshiva li va'aneni, arid besichi va'ayima. Listen well to me and answer me. In my complaint, I sway and moan. The lahakshiv is to listen well, as opposed to simply hear. I won't get myself into trouble and give examples between the two. I'm sure we have all had times when we've asked someone to listen and they really are not paying attention to what we say. The interesting part for me is the arid besichi v'ahima, which is translated as the wails and moans and swaying. Your body language combines with sounds to present the intensification of the moment. Pasuk Dalet, Mikol oyev mipnei akat rasha, ki yamitu alai aven uve'af yestimuni. From the sound of the enemy, from the crushing force of the wicked, when they bring mischief down upon me and in fury harass me. Who is the enemy, and what is the sound that David is hearing? Says the Radak, the enemy is Avshalom, and he wishes to expel me, David, from the throne and to kill me. Who were the wicked that have brought mischief on David? Continues the Radak, those that had previously pledged their allegiance to him, to David, when making him king over them, but have now betrayed David by backing my son as king. Pasuk Hei, Libi Yachil Bekirbi, Ve'emot Mavet Naflu Alai. My heart quails within me, and death terrors fall upon me. Pasuk Vav, Yir av ra'ad yavovi v'techaseni palatsut. Fear and trembling enter me, and horror envelops me. The fear is causing a physical reaction in David's body. Pasuk Zayin, Va'omar, and I say, Mi ten li ever kayona, would that I had wings like a dove, a'ufa v'ishkona, I would fly off and find rest. Why the dove of all birds is the one that David uses as his image? The Midrash notes that of all birds, the Yonah will rest when tired and then jump with one of her wings and escape her pursuers, unlike other birds who are captured when they rest. Others, among them the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, note that the dove was used by kings to send their missives, so this would be a bird routinely found in their palaces and one that lends itself to being used for metaphors and associations. Pasuk Chet, Hine Archik Nedod Alin Bamidbar Sela. Look, I would wander far away and lodge in the wilderness Sela, if David were the Yonah, able to escape from his enemies. The Sela marks an end of one part and the beginning of the next section, Pasuk Tet. Achisha miflat li meruach so'a misa'ar. I would make haste to find refuge for me from the streaming wind and from the storm. Says the Malbim, this line is what Dovi decided to do when receiving inside information from his friend Hushai. Who is Hushai? Known in the Tanakh as Hushai Ha'arki, his friend, the good friend of David. Hushai had wanted to run away with David when David was fleeing Yerushalayim. But David persuades Hushai to stay and become a double agent. You can help me more if you try and undo the advice that Achitophel will surely be giving Avshalom. And Hushai succeeds. When Achitophel advises Avshalom to travel through the night to capture David, a plan of pursuit that would have worked, Hushai counters and says David will never press his men too hard without letting them rest. He convinces Avshalom of this approach and then tells David to do the opposite in order to escape. Pasuk Yud, Balad Hashem palag lashonam ki ra'iti chamas veriv ba'ir. Thwart them, Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. This is the hashgacha that took place. Avshalom did not listen to Achitophel, even though Achitophel's advice was really the better one, but he did listen to Hushai. He didn't press his men, Avshalom's men, all night, and David did, so David and his men were able to escape. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yomam v'layla yisoveveha al chalmoteha va'aven va'amal bekirba. Day and night they patrol its walls, evil and suffering are in its midst. Pasuk Yud Bet, Havot bekirba v'lo yamish mirchova toch umirma. In its midst is corruption, treachery, and deceit never cease to haunt its square. Yud Gimel, Ki lo oyev yecharfeni ve'issa. No enemy insults me that I might bear it. L'misan ai alai higdil, no foe boasts against me, ve'esater mimenu, that I might hide from him. David is returning to speak about Achitophel, who had been close to David and one of his chief advisors, until he betrayed David by joining Team Avshalom. Because he was David's friend, David felt he didn't have to protect himself, guard himself when he was around Achitophel. Who was Achitophel, aside from being David's advisor? Is there any reason we can understand why he switched sides and suddenly became so against David? He was the grandfather of Bathsheba. Bathsheba's father, Elam, was the son of Achitophel, and this helps to explain why Achitophel suddenly begins to plot against David. The Midrash Shochar Tov says about him and about Doeg that both can be compared to a house of straw. At some point, the master of the house plastered it, but there were still holes, and after a while, the plaster fell off and the straw began to emerge. The same is true of these men. They learned all the fine points of the Torah, but their hearts were full of folly, and we begin to see that at the end. Until now, David was able to deal with his enemies, much harder when they are his friends. Now the chiruf, grace, is coming from my own son. Chiruf in the form of what Achitophel counseled that Avshalom should do to David's pilakshim, an act so crude and base to make the point that Avshalom was rebelling against his father. Pasuk Yudalid, Vata enosh ke'erki alufi umiyudai. But you, a man to my measure, my companion and my familiar. Again, speaking about Achitophel, a man that David respected for his greatness, for his knowledge of Torah. You were great like me. You were my friend. I would tell you my secrets. Pasuk Tedvav, Asher Yachdav Namtik Sod, with whom together we shared sweet counsel. Bebeit Elokim Nehelech Beragesh, in the house of God, in elation we walked. We would speak in Torah, Rashi says that's what Lehamtik Sod is. We would visit the Beit Midrash together. I would consult with you on all matters, the explanation of the Ibn Ezra. We would go together to pray, and look at how you've betrayed me. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Yashim Mavet Aleimo, may death come upon them. Yardu Sha'ol Chayim, may they go down to Sha'ol alive. Ki ra'ot bim guram bekirbam, for in their homes, in their midst, are evils. A request of Hashem that David makes. Bring death, let them go down to die, go down to Sha'ol, while still in their prime. Which they do. Yud Zayin, Ani El Elokim Ekra, V'Hashem Yoshieni. But I, says David, I call to Hashem, and the Lord rescues me. When will David pray? The next pasuk will talk about evening and morning and noon. Sforno notes that this is what David did in all previous battles against enemies and enemy nations, and is a reason he was saved. But Malbim places this line that David is praying after Achitophel died, so that Hashem will save David from the ensuing battle with Absalom. Yudchet, Erev Avokev Tzoharayim, Asicha Vehemeh Vishma Koli. Evening and morning and noon, I complain and I moan, and he, Hashem, hears my voice. The Midrash Tehillim notes that we see many references to tefillah in this pasuk. First, that a person should pray three times a day. That tefillah is a sicha, a conversation that we have with God. We are given the gift of having a conversation with Hashem. A further gift is to know that He always is listening. Hashem may not always respond, and in fact, a non-answer is in fact an answer. But what a gift to know that He's always there listening. Pasuk Yotet, Padav Shalom Nafshi, Mikrav Li, Ki Verabim Hayu Imadi. He has ransomed my life unharmed from my battle, for many were against me. David is able to see clear examples of how Hashem has saved him, both in the past and in the present episode. That is the theme of this mizmor during Mered Avshalom. Pasuk Chav, Yishma Kel V'ya'anen, God enthroned as of old, will hear and humble them. V'yoshev Kedem Sela, Asher En Chalifot Lamol, they will never change. V'lo Yar'u Elokim, they will never fear God. Why will God humble them, and what is the connection between humility and prayer? Says Rabbi Chaim Halevi Donin in To Pray as a Jew. Prayer requires the capacity to be in awe and to feel thankful. The immodest and arrogant personality simply cannot pray because he has no sense of awe or gratitude. He puts too much faith in his own ability to do wonders and ascribes all achievements to his own powers. He lacks the necessary measure of humility. So asking Hashem to humble them and the prayer that David has that he is humble and turning to Hashem, both are helped to be explained by this passage. Pasuk Chafalev, Shalach Yadav Bishlomav, Chilel Brito. He reached out his hand against his enemies, profaned his own pact. Again, David is describing Achitophel, who was a personal friend of David's before the rebellion. Pasuk Chav Bet, Chalku Machmaot Viv, Ukrav Libo, Rakud Varav Mishemen, Vehema Petichot. His mouth was smoother than butter and battle in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. I wonder if the word butter, mechem'ot, is related to machma'a, a compliment, especially since compliments, especially those not sincerely meant, can be slimy and slippery like butter. David's conclusion and his message for us can be seen at the end of Yukim Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Chav Gimel, Hashlecha Hashem Yahavcha, Uhu yakal kalecha, lo yiten le'olam mot letzadik. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And chav dalet v'ata elokim toridem leve'er shachat anshei damim umirma, lo yechitzu yemehem v'ani eftach bach. And you, O God, will plunge them down to the deepest pit. Men of blood, deceitful men, will not live out half their days while I trust in you. This is the fifth in the series of Maskila David, where David reacts to an event in his life and shares what he has learned from it, though only four of them use the term Maskil. Is there a progression? Is there something that David understands as he goes from one event to the other that we can learn as well? Rabbi Benny Gesundheit sees the following as he analyzes the different names that David uses to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Mizmor Nun Dalet, the term Elohim is used four times, and Adoshem is used once, and Hashem Yudke Vavke is used once. In Nun Hey, we see almost the same pattern. The term Elohim is used four times, and Adoshem is used once, and Yudke Vavke is used twice. The two Mizmorim have the same koteret, or introduction. In these five prakim, we see the use of Elohim more than the Yudke Vavke, and in fact, the Yudke Vavke is rare. So that the fact that there's an extra use of Shem Hashem in Mizmor Nun Hey shows a progression. Chav Gimel, Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha, cast your burden upon the Lord. This connotes a sign of total trust in Hashem. What has happened? In Mizmor Nun Gimel, where Hashem is searching who will be a maskil. So if there's a stronger in connection to Hashem is seen by the use of the Yudke Vavke, the Midat Terechamim, that shows that David was mit'amet, he got stronger, that he looked into his relationship with God to see what he could do to strengthen it. And what is the answer? When discussing Mizmor Nun Dalet, we discussed how a visit from Yonatan gave David the strength and encouragement he needed. And in Mizmor Nun Hey, we see David building on that encouragement and realizing that he can turn to Elohim and that Hashem will save and protect him. Ani, he says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ani el Elohim ekra v'Hashem yoshieni. I will call to God and the Lord will save me. Erev v'voker v'tzoharayim asicha v'hemeh v'yishma koli. Evening and morning and noon, I wail and cry out and he hears my voice. David has learned to look at the negative events of his life and to see in them how Hashem has helped him. The message is also one we can take away and how to be maskil, how to look at events in our lives, and rather than complain and make excuses, we use the events and even our mistakes as a learning experience and use both of them as a means of getting closer to Hashem. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.